The following is another Class Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Here's a three-pointer that's no good, and the rebound tipped out to Whitney Colling. Off the miss three. Colling in the left-hand corner. Skip pass Prasoski. Quick three from Allie. It's good. Allie Prasoski with her second three-point bucket. And Kearney Catholic now has their biggest lead at eight.
Today, it's live coverage of the Lupi Conference Tournament in Orr. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Tries to put some pressure on the backcourt, but then simply thrown over. Down low to Standage. Turn around. Land good. Brady Standage makes it 4-3. Stolen out of inbounds. Layup good. Blake Cremosta.
It's a full day of basketball at the conference best, battling for the tournament title. Kearney Catholic looks to repeat as the girls' champion, while a new champion will take home the boys' title in an extremely balanced field. It's the Luplat Conference Tournament coming up next, but first the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Class Kids Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ward High School right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. One final time from Ord High School. It is the 2014 Luplat Conference Basketball Championships. Three games today are in the book. The fourth game about ready to go. It's our boys' championship between two teams that have either never won the conference championship in the Luplat, or it's been a long time. The Gibbon Buffaloes and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals get ready to do battle here. They're the 2-4 seeds last night. Donovan Trumbull held off Adams Central, and Gibbon had a pretty spectacular rally to knock off Ravenna. With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The three earlier games today in the consolation for the girls, it was Centura over Donovan Trumbull, 53-44. In the boys' consolation, Ravenna rallied to beat Adams Central, 62-53. And in the girls' championship, it was all Kearney Catholic. They were up 32-6 at the half and won at 57-17 to repeat as champions. We'll look at the starting lineup for tonight's ball game after this timeout.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready to take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's championship game brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, Donovan Trumbull will be the visiting team with the black uniforms and red trim, and they'll go with number 3, a 5'9" senior, Jordan Slough. Number 5, a 6'5" senior, the team's leading scorer in Creighton Burr. Number 10, a 5'7" senior in Lorenzo Williams. Number 23, 6'5" senior, Grady Cook. And number 25, 6' senior, Riley Wiltfong. The head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals is Steve Hartman, assisted by Kellen Burr, Jeff Kiesling, and Matt Armin. Donovan Trumbull is 16-2 on the season, making their first ever appearance in the Luplat Conference Championship game. To get to this point, they defeated Wood River 68-60 Thursday, and last night 58-52 over Adams Central. For Gibbon, number 2 is a 6' senior, Ryan Milks. Number 3, a 6'3" senior, Riley Reinertsen. Number 5, 6'2" junior, Gareth Stroh. Number 21, 6' senior, Dakota Kenton. and number 23, 6 foot senior, Jared Dorzinski. The head coach is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by Travis Frew, Jordan Reinertsen, Jackson Kenton, and Steve Yockey. Gibbon is 13-6 on the season. They defeated Arcadia Loop City 70-47 Thursday and rallied for a 38-33 win over Ravenna last night. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank. Kearney, the boys' championship tips off in 1 minute.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The ball is in the air, and Donovan Trumbull will get the opening tip, and immediately Lorenzo Williams will fire up a three and hit it, and we are underway in the boys' championship game here in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Man-to-man defense by Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon will play that 1-3-1. Kenton at the top of the circle to Stroh. Kenton had a big first half yesterday, but they only scored 10 points. He had eight of them. Stroh guarded by Williams. Over on the wing to Dorzinski, guarded by Burr. That's an interesting matchup. Burr comes out and gets on him at midcourt. Dorzinski gives it off to Stroh. To the left elbow to Ryan Milks, who was shut out last night. He's the second leading scorer on this team, but last night was shut out. Very patient out there. Very, very patient. Reinertsen has yet to touch it. He's guarded by Wilt Fong. And finally, he's just going to come out to the top of the circle and take the basketball. Crossover dribble by Reinertsen, looking for some separation. Comes in, 360, skips it out to Milks. Long first possession here for Gibbon. Over to Reinertsen, long three. Riley, it's off the front of the iron, no good. Stroh with the foul. Rebound brought down by Creighton Burr. Gareth Stroh tried to get there. He'll commit the first foul of the basketball game. Jim Langan, Kevin Wood, Brian Gruppe, your officiating crew for tonight's championship games. Burr's a little banged up, a little under the weather. He had just 2 points last night, but Jordan Slough played about as good as I've seen him play with a 20-point performance. Wilt Fong up top over to Slough. They made some threes last night, too, and here's a three for Wilt Fong, but that is an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. In last night's game for Donovan Trumbull, 20 points for Slough, 12 for Cook, 10 for Wilt Fong. They were 5 of 11 from three-point land. Lorenzo Williams had 14. They only had five players score. And in the backcourt, a collision and a foul called. Lorenzo Williams trying to work his way off a screen. And the foul on Williams will be the first on Donovan Trumbull. Good crowd, but not a full house crowd. And that's kind of being up here at Ord, where everybody's got to travel a little bit more on kind of a cold and snowy night. 13 points last night for Reinertsen, 10 for Kenton. And Dakota has it at the top of the circle. Off the screen to Gareth Stroh. Williams right on him. He's so close. Maybe he'll drive. Gives it to Reinertsen. Reinertsen works his way in. One-hand turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound brought down by Riley Wilt Fong. So the first couple of shots here for Reinertsen have not fallen for Gibbon. Now a three. Creighton Burr. It's nothing but net. Creighton Burr strokes the three-point bucket. And that'll make it 6-0 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. The first time these teams met, it was a high-scoring first quarter, 21-18, and then it really slowed down after that. And it ended up being a win for Gibbon, 57-42, one of only two losses for Donovan Trumbull this year. Don't forget Elm Creek Overton boys currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 in the Fort Kearney Conference Final. Elm Creek won the girls' game by a score of 67-39. Reinertsen to the low block. He'll spin. He'll get fouled, and he'll score. A three-point play opportunity here for Riley Reinertsen to get the Buffaloes on the board. The foul's on Riley Wilt Fong, and that will be his first. And Reinertsen, 81% free throw shooter this year. It skips in and out, no good. Rims have not been quite as receptive during this tournament here at Ord. I heard him talking about that before the days began. And at the other end, Burr's going to lob it inside. Stroh blocks the shot down low of Cook, and they come out of there with a basketball. Stroh up the floor, pulls up at the free throw line, and scores. Gareth Stroh cuts the lead to 2-6-4, 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Slough draws the double team to Williams, to the trailer. Burr, he'll take two big steps and lay it off the glass and score. 5 points for Creighton Burr, and it's 8-4. Donovan Trumbull. Stroh brings it into the front court. Gareth dribbles to the right wing. They don't try to trap. It's just straight man-to-man. They've got Reinertsen posted up on Wilt Fong. He spins down the baseline, put it up too strong. Another rebound for Creighton Burr. Outlet pass, 2-on-3. Slough, coast-to-coast, left-handed layup, no good, but he got crap. Gibbon had good defense, didn't need to do that, but the foul is called. And two free throws coming up here for Jordan Slough, who had 12 of his 20 points in the fourth quarter last night. And he was able to knock down a ton of free throws. 7 of them, it looks like. And the first one is good. Foul was on Dakota Kenton. First foul on Gibbon. 9-4, Donovan Trumbull. And Eric Tobin and Noah Keller, the first two off the bench every night, are in there now for Donovan Trumbull. And Slough hits them both. He was a 45% free throw shooter coming into last night, but again, he'd been so injured, so many back problems. Now he's stroking them home. 10-4. Donovan Trumbull by 6, extending the man-to-man. Reinertsen guarded by Wilt Fong, swings it over to Stroh on the left wing. They'll go to Milks. Milks guarded by Keller. They need to get Ryan involved here tonight if they're going to win this game. Kenton, top of the circle. Crossover dribble. Nice move to the elbow, but gives it to Stroh. Tough 17-footer, and Gareth hits it. Nice, nice shot, Gareth Stroh, over a well-defended outstretched arm. 10-6. Into the front court with it, Donovan Trumbull and Slough. He'll dribble to the left wing. Milks and Reinertsen try to trap him. He steps through. Then the leaner from the free throw line, no good. Gibbon didn't go after the ball, and Keller gets the rebound. Backside Burr gets around Stroh. Missed the little leaner. He'll tip it out, though, to Slough. Back down to Burr. To Tobin, one dribble in the paint, and he'll lay it over the front of the rim and score. Timeout, Donovan Trumbull. They make the bucket. They call the timeout. That is a normal MO there for Coach Hartman with 3:31 to go in the first quarter. 12-6, Donovan Trumbull. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Welcome back to Ord High School and the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 3:31 to go in the first quarter of our boys' championship game. Donovan Trumbull 12 and Gibbon 6. Stroh brings the ball up on Lorenzo Williams. Behind the back, makes him give up the dribble to Kenton at the top of the circle, guarded by Tobin. Man-to-man all the way here for the Cardinals. Reinertsen on the right wing. Guarded by Slough now on the switch. Gets it down to Stroh. Free throw line, Kenton. And there you go. That's where two open looks were passed up by Gibbon, and they did that last night, and it got him in trouble. Kenton taken out of his hands by Williams. First turnover of the game. He'll give it to the trailer. Slough, and Reinertsen blocked his shot. Still loose on the floor. Fight for it. We're going to get a jump. As there is a battle down underneath the hoop, the arrow points the way of Gibbon. And coming off the bottom of the pile was Kenton and Dorzynski. I think we'll give Dorzynski the credit for the rebound, which would be the first of the game for Gibbon. Gibbon is not going to be quite as deep as Donovan Trumbull. None of the teams overly deep, but Donovan Trumbull is going to go 7. You might see 8. Gibbon, if you see 6, it's a rarity. I know Coach Reinertsen wants to be able to play these 5 as much as he can tonight. Riley Reinertsen actually going to handle the point right now. He dribbles the ball into the front court, tried to trap him with Wilt Fong, and Cook actually comes out. Screen ball, ball screen. Reinertsen on Cook. That's a mismatch. Now he reverses it over to Dorzynski. Down low to Stroh. Turnaround jumper from 9. Short, no good. Rebound by Cook. They had numbers, and Stroh kind of forced the shot there. One more bounce pass probably lends to a layup. Let's see if they can do the same thing next time down the floor. Just make the extra pass. Here's a 3, Wiltfong. Left corner, good. Riley Wiltfong, 3 of 4 from outside, and Donovan Trumbull is up by 9. Stroh into the front court, nearly double dribbled, and then he throws it away, trying to get it to Reinertsen. So the Buffalo's a little rattled right now. Down by 9. Gibbon never does seem to get off to, they did last time against Donovan Trumbull, but sometimes they play from behind more than they obviously would like to. Same story last night. Slough gives it into the right-hand corner. Back up top on a skip pass to Williams against the 1-3-1 into the high post. They'll get it to Cook. Turns and hands it to Slough to Wiltfong. Another 3. That one is short. And the rebound brought down by Reinertsen. Reinertsen will bring it up on the right wing. Riley, stutter dribble, tries to get by his man. Takes it to the rack, then kicks it out to Kenton to Dorzynski for the 3. Jared can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Wiltfong. And to the other end, here comes Donovan Trumbull looking to make it a double-digit lead. Pulling it out is Slough with 1:20 to go in the quarter. Rolls it into the corner to Wiltfong. Back up top, Slough. The pressure has not affected the Cardinals. They have not turned it over yet. Williams calls for the ball on the right wing. In front of the Gibbon crowd, he'll dump a deep right-hand corner to Burr. Back to Williams. Dribbles into the zone. Trap. Kicks it back out. Burr. Creighton for 3. That one from the right corner is no good. Rebound ends up in Slough's hands. Underneath to Wiltfong. Turnaround jumper no good. Burr the follow. Another offensive putback for Donovan Trumbull. They're up 11. 17-6 Cardinals. Stroh between the circles here for Gibbon. Trying to find a way to get Reinertsen the ball off 2 picks. Here's a fadeaway 3. Riley in and out. Rebound, Kenton. Kenton ball fake. Burr hammered him. Good job by Dakota Kenton to earn a trip to the line. Looking for his first points of the basketball game. But Gibbon, 0 of 3 from beyond the arc. They're going to have to hit a few tonight. They're dancing inside, but not a friendly rim here. And the free throw by Kenton, no good this time. Second free throw coming up with 32 seconds to go in the quarter, and Kenton's able to make that one. So Kenton gets 1 of 2, 17-7. Donovan Trumbull by 10. And let's see if they play for the last shot here of the quarter, I would imagine. And they go to the four corners. Wiltfong holds the ball back to midcourt to Slough, right back to Riley. We're down to 12 seconds now. Wiltfong, skip pass over to Williams. Back out to Wiltfong. To Slough with 6. Left wing Williams, 3-pointer on the way. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Stroh. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. At the end of 1, it's Donovan Trumbull 17 and Gibbon 7. We'll be back with more of the Lou Platt Conference Championships after this on Classic Hit.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Ord, the final game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Donovan Trumbull will get the ball to start the second quarter. Get it to Wiltfong. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound, Grady Cook. Kicks it back out to Wiltfong. Too many second chance opportunities right now for Donovan Trumbull, and they're already up by 10 at 17-7. In the first quarter, they didn't turn the ball over. Gibbon did it twice, 3 of 7 from 3-point land, 0 of 3 for Gibbon. 10 rebounds for the Cardinals, 4 for Gibbon. Burr, left side of the lane, backs in stroke, kicks it out to Slough, passes the jumper. Jordan holds the ball over to Williams. Williams starts to drive, back to Slough, open from the free throw line and hit it. 4 points for Jordan Slough, 19-7, and they steal the inbounds pass. Gibbon wasn't paying attention, and Williams snuck in there to steal it away. Donovan Trumbull with all the momentum right now in the corner to Wiltfong. Riley back to Slough, stays on the left side of the key. Dribbles to the right elbow, back out Williams, over to Wiltfong. Riley, one dribble. They're doing a great job. They've got such a great combination, three guards, two big boys in Cook and Burr, and Burr can come outside and shoot as well. The 6'5 senior throws it over to Wiltfong. Wiltfong to the high post. Right elbow now, Slough. He'll dribble out of there. Williams, long three. Lorenzo didn't get it. And Cook almost had the ball, but it went out of bounds. And I think they might say it's still Donovan Trumbull ball. We're waiting to see what the call is. And, yes, they're going to say Cook got the rebound, and then it was poked out of his hands by Milks. So it will be Donovan Trumbull ball underneath their own hoop. Try to lob it out top. Reinertsen deflects the ball, fights for it, and makes the steal. First turnover of the game. Riley back door. There's the layup. Kenton, he'll score. Reinertsen's athleticism on display that play. And it's 19-9. Into the front court. Donovan Trumbull will have it in Slough's hand. Reinertsen trying to pick up the pressure on him. Over to Cook. Pass deflected. Dorzinski. Williams had it. Back to Cook. Right elbow to Slough. 14-footer. That one no good. Stroh fights for it. It ends up in Williams' hands. Missed the six-footer, and then over the back on Donovan Trumbull. Dakota Kenton gets the rebound, and an over-the-back foul here on the Cardinal. And that will be team foul number 4 on Donovan Trumbull. It is the first on Grady Cook. A little token pressure in the backcourt here, man-to-man style for Donovan Trumbull. Gibbons' Gareth Stroh brings it across the timeline. Good dribbling exhibition here by the junior. Saw some playing time as a freshman for Coach Reinertsen. He gets it to Riley. Riley has a seam, takes it to the hoop, left wing, lays it off the glass and scores. 4 points for Reinertsen, 19-11. Slough through the double team. He'll take it in, takes a wild playground shot. No good, but Cook gets the easy put back. They defended Slough well, but then they give the easy put back to Grady Cook. Now Reinertsen at the other end. He takes it in, lost the handle. Stroh's there to save it. In the corner, Milks, ball fake. He'll take it inside. His bounce pass is kicked out of bounds. 21-11. Donovan Trumbull taking advantage of their second chance opportunities. Milks to throw it in. They basically triple team Reinertsen, so he can't get the inbounds pass. Dorzinski to the free throw line, takes it in. His leaner is blocked by Cook. He gets it right back, though. He'll go to Reinertsen, lob it into Stroh. He is killed by Williams. Lorenzo Williams didn't have any backside help, so he made sure that Stroh's going to have to earn it from the line. That's two fouls on Williams. Tell you what, at this point, Williams is about the guy that you don't want to have on the bench in foul trouble if you're Donovan Trumbull. Stroh's first free throw is no good, though. So the foul is effective. Checking in T.J. Rivera for Gibbon. Freshman guard that can stroke the three. He hit a couple of big threes against Donovan Trumbull last game to end the first half and to begin the second half. Stroh's second free throw, good. 5 points for Gareth. 21-12, Donovan Trumbull, 5 minutes to go here in the first half on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Donovan, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Cook, skip pass now over to Wiltfong, still well away from the hoop, give it to Slough. Back over to Wiltfong, entry pass down low to Cook. He gets the turnaround jumper and scores. Another easy bucket for Cook, and it's 23-12. Stroh brings it into the front court. Nice move to Kenton. Kenton tried to come to a jump stop and slid his pivot foot and a walk. That'll be the fourth turnover on Gibbon. In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the end of one quarter on the boys' final, Elm Creek 21, Overton 10. That was a great battle last week that Elm Creek won and probably cinched the regular season crown. Earlier today, Elm Creek Overton cruised to the girls' title, and Amherst won both consolations in Kearney. Here it's an 11-point lead again, and Donovan Trumbull has the ball. Good back cut there. They throw down low. Slough backs his way in. Reinertsen swatted it out of there, and Kenton comes up with a loose ball. Stroh into the front court. Go down low. Reinertsen tries the baseline and missed the layup. He wanted a foul. He didn't get it. Cook rebound. Fast break Slough. He'll put up the finger roll and score. A four-point switch there, and it's 25-12, the biggest lead of the game for the Cardinals. 3:45 to go here in the first half. Stroh, good pass underneath Kenton. He'll put it up and score. Dakota Kenton with 5 points. They overplay basically three players, and if Kenton and Dorzynski can do anything, they'll do something with it. And again, Steve Hartman with a comfortable lead is going to use a timeout here. 3:36 to go in the first half of play. Donovan Trumbull, 25, Gibbon, 14, in the Lou Platt Conference Boys Championship game brought to you by Joe Methy. Shelter Insurance, now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. We'll be right back.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Nebraska men and women's basketball teams, both winners earlier today. The Husker men taking care of Northwestern on the road. Again, they had a sluggish first half, but won it 53-49. And the women win 76-56. Here, Donovan Trumbull has the ball, a 25-14 lead over Gibbon. 3.5 to go here in the first half. Lorenzo Williams with the basketball. Gets it up top to Keller, who checked in during the timeout. So did Tobin. Over to Williams. Being very patient against the 1-3-1 here with the lead. Lorenzo Williams thought about the 22-footer. Passes it off. Will Fong. Try to go backdoor Burr. Reinertsen saw it coming. He'll knock it away. So Reinertsen at the bottom of the 1-3-1 with Rivera in there. He's at the top. Will Fong to throw it in underneath his own hoop with an 11-point lead. And they'll hand it in. Looking. Keller out on the left wing. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Back against the grain to Wilt Fong. Skip pass over to Williams. Lobs it down to the baseline. Burr to Tobin, who's underneath. Great wraparound pass to Wilt Fong, who lays it up and in. Assist to Eric Tobin. 27-14, Donovan Trumbull. Reinertsen scoops it off to Rivera. Rivera back out between the circles. TJ. Waiting for some movement here. Gives it outside the paint to Reinertsen, who takes Wilt Fong in, and he'll score. Riley Reinertsen with 6 points now, 27-16. Trying to get a little more involved here early on in the game tonight. Burr, right elbow, gives it out to Keller. Back up top to Wilt Fong. Playing catch 25 feet away from the hoop. Wilt Fong on the wing. Williams, Lorenzo for three. It's off the iron that time. No good. Rebound brought down by Kenton. Gives it off to Stroh. Outlet pass Reinertsen to Milks. Back to Riley at the top of the circle. Long three. Got it. That's what the Gibbon faithful were waiting for. Riley Reinertsen, 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. The first 3 of the game for Gibbon. But they're still down 8, 27-19. 1:45 to go here in the half. And Lorenzo Williams is going to get called for an offensive foul. And that will be his third. All three arms went up. Don't know if all three officials would have had the same call as Rivera took one in the chops. And Williams comes out of the game. He had the ball. He was trying to make a little room for himself. And they get him out of the game with a minute 43 to go here. And that'll be big if he picks up a fourth one early in the second half. They need him out there. Gareth Stroh with the ball. Gibbon trying to scratch back into this one. Off a couple of picks, they lob it to Rivera. Keller's right there on him. Rivera dribbles it out to get it to Reinertsen near midcourt. Wilt Fong right there with him. Riley trying to take him off the dribble. Pull up for another three, and it's in. Back-to-back threes, Riley Reinertsen. They're going to maybe start doubling him, and the lead is down to five. From 13 to five, it's eight straight. 27-22, though, Donovan Trumbull maintains the lead. Spread the floor here with a minute five to go. They might also just go for the last shot. You got Williams in foul trouble. You've got the lead. The momentum's not going your way. Just get to the locker room. And that's what they're doing. They got the hands on the hips. Burr's holding the ball at midcourt. Coach Paul Reinertsen says it's okay. Let's just let him do it. We are on an 8-0 run. Let's make a stop. Go to the locker room with the momentum. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats. We'll talk about all the games from earlier today. So stay with us. Down to 25 seconds to go. Coach Hartman calls the play. Burr holding the ball in the center circle. Down to 15. Now they'll get it in the hands of Slough, and then he's fouled by Rivera. Rivera went out for the steal. And TJ Rivera with his first foul, and that's only the third foul of the half. And checking into the ball game, Corbin Hines. This could be interesting. They may go ahead and foul Donovan Trumbull three straight times here. But they do take Rivera out, but they may just have Hines commit three fouls here. They'll throw it into Creighton Burr. Burr back to Slough. Slough over to, yeah, there's the foul. They're trying to do it. There's the foul with 6.7. They have fouls to give. They're going to disrupt them. Corbin Hines is a spot player. He can afford to get a couple. They're still taking it out at midcourt or just inside midcourt. Lob it out to Slough, trying to foul him. Slough with the runner, no good. Rebound brought down by Dorzynski. And Hines from three-quarter court, it didn't get there. And that is the end of the first half of play. And the first high five from Paul Reinertsen goes to Corbin Hines. Interesting last 90 seconds of the half. Gibbon gets the last 8 points of the half, but Donovan Trumbull has your halftime lead. It's the 2014 Lou Platt Conference Boys Championship game here in Ord on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The score, Donovan Trumbull 27, Gibbon 22. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming your way after this timeout.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back to Ord High School, where we are ready for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report one more time on this Saturday evening. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is Donovan Trumbull, 27, Gibbon, 22. 1 week to go in the girls' regular season in C&D. 2 weeks to go for the boys, and then we get into districts for A and B as well. Let's let you know what happened earlier today in the conference tournaments on our network of stations and around the state of Nebraska. Here, we've been here for the quadruple header today. The first game of the day was in the girls, where Centura really held Donovan Trumbull in check for the first 12 minutes of the basketball game. Didn't run away with it. They were up 12-4 at the end of the first quarter, and then they were up 24-16 at the half, but it was 12-4 at the end of the first quarter. The biggest lead Centura got was 12, and as close as Donovan Trumbull ever got was 5. They just played back and forth in between there the rest of the game, and Centura won it 53-44. Annika Gleason, 19 points, 14 rebounds, 15 points for Casey Krolikowski. Donovan Trumbull was led by Jordan Brumman with 17. Kaylee Glover, 12 points, 7 rebounds. Then in the boys' consolation game, Adams Central shot pretty well in the first half, led it 30-26 over Ravenna, and led by 4 going into the fourth quarter. But Ravenna hit 3 threes, and Blake Kramosta scored 14 points in the fourth quarter as they outscored Adams Central 22-9 for a 62-53 victory. Jake Techmeyer had 21, Kramosta 18, Tom Siskowski 13, Brady Standage 10 points, 7 rebounds, 4 blocks, and Kobe Shermer didn't score, but he had a game-high 9 rebounds. For Adams Central, 16 for Kyler Wormstadt, 11 for Garrett Sittner, 10 for Tevin Anderson, and Evan Lindblad had 8 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 blocks, and those teams meet again in Hastings on Thursday. And finally, in the girls' game, Kearney Catholic just keeps getting better and better and better and better. They held Ravenna to 1 field goal in the first half, led 32-6 at the half, and cruised home with a 57-17 win to remain undefeated and win yet another girls' Lou Platt Conference championship. Allie Persosky had 11 of her 13 points in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic had 10 different players score. Anna Squires, 8.6 rebounds. Morgan Studi also had 8 points. The Stars are now 21-0 on the season. So that's what happened there. Fort Kearney Conference Tournament earlier today. Amherst won both of the consolation games, beating the Pleasanton girls 46-40 and the Wilcox-Hildreth boys 65-58. And in the girls' championship, Overton was up 21-5 after one and cruised to a 67-39 win over Elm Creek. Right now, Elm Creek and Overton boys are playing at the Viero Event Center, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Elm Creek was ahead by 11 at the end of the first quarter of play. Some other scores from around the state of Nebraska here this evening. Let's start on the boys' side, because the Loup Valley, the Southern Nebraska, the Twin Valley, all going on. St. Cecilia regular season beat Lincoln Lutheran 58-29. Kennesaw over Deschler 47-39. Mullen beat Twin Loup 54-48. And it was Southern Valley over Phillipsburg, Kansas 66-52. Sutton beat Centennial 41-32. Girls finals from today. It was Arapahoe over Hitchcock County 70-41. Cozad beat Perkins County 57-50. Fullerton over Heartland Lutheran 58-47. The Hastings girls beat Omaha Scott 54-49. St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Lutheran 53-41. Kearney High beats Columbus 49-30. Lincoln East girls beat Grand Island 55-35. Minden over Gothenburg 67-30. St. Pat's over Cambridge 64-40. Ogallala beat Broken Bow 51-38. Phillipsburg, Kansas beat the Southern Valley girls 53-41. Silver Lake over Red Cloud 35-29. South Loup beat Mullen 54-43. Here at the half, boys championship, Loup Platte Conference. It's Donovan Trumbull 27, Gibbon 22. The first half stats are next.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers I have. First off, for Gibbon, Riley Reinertsen has a game-high 12 points. He had 10 of those in the second quarter. He has one rebound, two blocks. Gareth Stroh, 5 points, a rebound, and a block. Dakota Kenton, 5 points, four rebounds. Jared Dorzinski, 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 2 turnovers in each quarter. No Buffalo has more than 1 foul. 7 points in the first, 15 in the second. Gibbon has 22 points, 8 rebounds. 2 out of 5 at the free throw line. 2 out of 5 from 3-point area. 3 block shots and 4 turnovers. For Donovan Trumbull, Noah Keller has a rebound. Jordan Slough, 6 points and a rebound. Creighton Burr, 7 points, all in the first quarter, 5 rebounds. Lorenzo Williams, 3 points and a rebound. Grady Cook, 4 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Riley Wiltfong, 5 points, 2 rebounds. And Eric Tobin has 2 points. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. They've only been to the line once. Slough hit a pair. After hitting 3 of their first 4 3-pointers, they've missed 5 in a row. And Donovan Trumbull only has 1 turnover. Foul situation, Lorenzo Williams has 3, nobody else with more than 1. The Cardinals had 17 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second. At the half, 27 points, 15 rebounds. 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block, 1 turnover. And at the half of the Lou Platt Boys Championship, Donovan Trumbull 27, Gibbon 22. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Zach, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney delivers.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Chuck Friesick, Walt Smith, and many others watching tonight's basketball game here at Ord High School, where we head into the third quarter of play. It'll be Gibbon ball to start the second half, and they lead it, or they trail it, 27-22. Stroh with the basketball against the man-to-man, Wiltfong on him. Williams with the 3 fouls, does start the second half. Stroh off the screen, 16-footer. That slipped out of his hands. Dorzinski, though, saves the rebound. And into the corner, Reinertsen for 3, can't get it. That would have been a big start to the half for Gibbon. And the rebound brought down by Creighton Burr, his 6th. Donovan Trumbull closed that second half on a little bit of a drought. Gibbon scored the final 8 points to make it a game going into halftime. Spreading the floor against the 1-3-1. Reinertsen at the top, Stroh at the bottom. Milks, Kenton, Dorzinski across the middle. Surprised how quiet Milks has been the last 2 games. Wiltfong up top, Slough being very patient, looking for Cook and Burr down low. Eating up the first minute here, Slough finally takes a 16-footer and banked it in. Jordan Slough put it up a little too strong, and if you're going to put it up too strong, get it up there way too strong. 29-22. Reinertsen off the screen to the baseline, can't get a shot, passes it out to Dorzinski, works on Burr, steps through, and Burr blocked it, but he had a hand on his hip. That's what the foul call was. It was a clean block, but he had a hand on his hip as he went by. Coach Hartman didn't like it, but I don't think he had the view that we had. I think that was a good call. He's not contesting the block shot. Burr pushed him on the hip as he went up to get leverage. And for Creighton, that'll be his second. Two free throws, and the first one is up and in by Dorzynski. That's the first point of the ball game for Jared. Second free throw. On the way, and it's too strong, and Reinertsen grabs the ball. Can he save it in? It's still loose. Fight for it. It's picked up by Slough to the other end. Williams, he's in traffic. He's trapped. He snaps it between his legs to try and save it, and it's finally turned over. Here's the bounce pass. Reinertsen to Milks, who slapped on the head. They're not going to allow the layup. They're going to say that the foul occurred before he went up, but that's a close one. Again, that's why you got the referees to make that decision. That's a close one because he was starting to make his move, but the problem is that's on Lorenzo Williams. That's his fourth. 6:27 to go, and Williams has to come out. And Noah Keller will come in. And it's starting to get a little intense in there. 29-23, Donovan Trumbull. And ready to throw it in is Milks. Tries to get it to Reinertsen. Keller fights for it, steals the inbounds pass, and up the floor, Slough, 2-on-4. Jordan waits for 4 to go by, then kicks it out to Wiltfong. Back to Slough. They're going to let him shoot the 3, but he decides not to. Jordan gives it off and gets it back. So the teams came out ready to go here in the third quarter. Slough, wrap around to Keller, but he doesn't have Williams in there with him. Let's see if that changes the dynamic. Really spreading the floor, Donovan Trumbull, and a 3 in the corner. Wiltfong hit it. Riley Wiltfong, his second 3 of the game. They'd missed 5 in a row. 32-23, a 9-point game. Pull-up jumper, Reinertsen, uh-oh. And that didn't touch anything, so you know he'll hear about that from the fans here at Donovan Trumbull. T.J. Rivera comes in for Ryan Milks. And it's still 32-23. We had a lot of action, not a lot of scoring here in the first 2.5 minutes. But the lead has went from 5-9, Donovan Trumbull. Trying to find a way to attack this 1-3-1. If you've got the lead, you can be more patient. Slough, 15-footer left wing, no good. Nobody boxed him out, got the rebound, attacks but missed it. And the rebound brought down by Dakota Kenton. And then as he tries to get up the floor, we got a jump ball situation. And the arrow points the way of Donovan Trumbull. Slough got in there and ties it up. Jordan Slough forces the jump ball, which means it will belong to Donovan Trumbull. And Gibbon turns it over for the 6th time. Gibbon has got to be careful about all the second chances they're giving Donovan Trumbull. That's what got him behind in the first place. Slough into the corner. Wiltfong wide open 3. That one is no good, but another offensive rebound. Noah Keller, and then it's picked off. Taking the steal is Reinertsen to the other end. They just let him go, and he'll score. 14 for Riley Wiltfong, or excuse me, for Riley Reinertsen. And that's the first bucket of the third quarter here for Gibbon. 32-25 Cardinals. That was only their third turnover of the game. Left elbow with it is Slough. Kicks it off to Wiltfong. Back to Slough. Into the paint. Dishes it off to Burr. Burr is fouled before he can get the shot away by Jared Dorzynski. He was trying to get his hand in there to deflect the pass. First foul on Dorzynski. And the first foul of the half here on Gibbon. Grady Cook will take a breather. Eric Tobin is in. 4:45 to go, third quarter, 32-25. Donovan Trumbull, the boys, Lou Platt final. Into the corner, Wiltfong again for 3. That one won't go. Backside rebound, Dorzynski is able to get his 4th, and again he's in trouble, and the ball goes out of bounds. Eric Tobin forces the turnover. Man, you got to help your boy out down there for Gibbon. Dorzynski has been in no man's land 2 times in a row, him and Kenton, and that's back-to-back turnovers after nice rebounded plays. And again, we haven't crossed half court in a while. Donovan Trumbull, another chance. Trying to set up Wiltfong here, but he's covered, so Slough drives into the paint. Rivera reaches in, can't get it. Slough back out of the right wing. Skip pass to Wiltfong, well out there to Slough. Slough comes inside, one-hand runner over everything. Rebound brought down by Dorzinski to Stroh. They're able to finally get it up the floor and into the front court. Stroh pulls up, 11-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Creighton Burr. Number 7 for Burr. As we said, a ton of enthusiasm and energy here, but only a 5-3 score in the third quarter in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Top of the key, Creighton Burr back to Slough. Williams on the bench with 4 fouls. Burr has not been involved offensively since the first quarter. Into the left-hand corner, Keller. One dribble, skip pass, Reinertsen-Sott tipped it but couldn't make the steal. Run down to the backcourt by Wiltfong. Ball stays in the hands of the Cardinals. But the time continues to run down, and a three-pointer top of the key. Wiltfong is no good. The ball goes out of bounds off of Burr, and it'll belong to Gibbon. So Wiltfong hit the first three of the half. Now they've missed 3 more. And Gibbon will get the ball back, a chance to cut this back to 5, which is where we were at halftime. 32-25, maybe even 4 if they can, a 3. And a timeout for Gibbon. They'll dribble it into the front court and call their first timeout of the game. 3:21 to go, third quarter. It's 32-25. Donovan Trumbull, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ord for Donovan Trumbull and Gibbon with 3:21 to go here in the third quarter of play. Gibbon ball down by 7. And they'll throw it in front of their own bench. Gareth Stroh against the man-to-man. T.J. Rivera is back in there. Reinertsen comes up to take the ball on Slough. Posting up on Wiltfong. They get it to Stroh. Stroh backs his way in. Tough turnaround jumper, and he hit it. Gareth Stroh with 7 points, and the lead is back to 5. Each team with 5 points here in the quarter. 32-27. Donovan Trumbull by 5. Eric Tobin. Top of the circle, they get rid of it. Slough back over to Keller. Keller over to Slough. Got to give some credit to Donovan Trumbull. They don't usually want to be a patient team, but they're doing a good job of it here in this game. Slough, top of the circle. Covered by Rivera, back to Wiltfong. Cook and Dorzinski are working well away from the basketball. And they're trying to get somebody open down low. Finally, Slough gets in there, thought about the 15-footer. He's hit a couple, but he passes on that one. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Into the corner, Keller. Keller picks the dribble up to the high post. Tobin makes a move, tries to dish it off to Cook. The ball's loose. Stroh trying to grab it, and he makes a great save into Dakota Kenton. Gareth Stroh with the steal. And into the front court, here come the Buffaloes. They can make it a one-possession game. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Stroh. Hands it off Reinertsen, three-pointer, short, follows his shot, takes it at the hole, up, in, and a foul. Riley Reinertsen cuts it to 3. A rare second-chance opportunity for the Buffaloes. Donovan Trumbull has got a lot of offensive rebounds. There have not been many tonight for Gibbon. 1:53 to go. In this third quarter, it's the second foul on Grady Cook. The free throw, Reinertsen spins it right through the net. And that's 5 1/4, 17 in the game for Reinertsen. Donovan Trumbull, 32, Gibbon, 30. It's a 7-0 run here by the Buffaloes. They had an 8-0 run at the end of the second quarter. And Jordan Slough, trying to get through the double team, is going to be fouled. Dakota Kenton will pick up his second. And Slough will throw it in on the baseline. Trying to break this drought here. All the way out to midcourt. Corbin Hines has checked in for Gibbon. With Kenton, Dorzinski, Stroh, and Reinertsen. Wiltfong gives it over to Slough. He's in there with Cook and Burr, and Noah Keller is in there because Williams is on the bench with four fouls. That occurred at the 6:27 mark of the quarter. Down low, they get it to Burr, up to Slough, open three, fires, Jordan, no good. Keller crashes the boards. Noah powers it back up, no good, and Reinertsen will bring down the rebound. Up the floor, he'll walk it. And a chance to tie or even take the lead. Reinertsen trying to get the step back three, Slough, good defense. Riley gives it to Kenton, takes it back, and now a foul called. Reinertsen ends up on the floor. Donovan Trumbull didn't like the call. They thought that he lost his balance and stepped on their foot. The foul will be on Grady Cook. That's his third. The fourth team foul, it looks like, of the half. Exactly 1 minute to go here. Cook will check out. And Tobin is back in there. Into Gareth Stroh. Stroh hands it off to Hines. Between the circles, Reinertsen quickly rotates it to Dorzynski. Gibbon has scored 7 in a row, 9 in a row would tie it, 10 in a row would give him the lead. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob it to Reinertsen on the block left side. They double him into the paint. Kenton kicked it out. Dorzynski didn't take the three, and he walked with the basketball. Nobody was on him, so he decided to drive in, and they call him for shuffling the feet. Once again, Gibbon did what they wanted, got the look they wanted, but ended up just taking off a second too quickly. And it looks like Donovan Trumbull may be content to play for the last shot. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. And they haven't scored for about 4 minutes. 32-30. So Donovan Trumbull didn't play as low a scoring game yesterday as Gibbon did when 38-33 was good enough. The first meeting was 57-42 Gibbon. Keller holds the ball, checks the clock. 10 seconds. They're not even going to cover him. 8 seconds. Up top to Slough. Slough off the high screen from Burr. Comes into the paint. Pulls up from 9. Partially blocks Stroh. And that's the end of the quarter. And we've got a 2-point game going to the fourth quarter for the Lou Platte Conference Tournament Championship. Your score, Donovan Trumbull 32, Gibbon 30. You're listening to high school basketball action at its best on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Donovan.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The fans come to their feet as the 10 athletes take the floor to begin the fourth quarter of play. Gibbon will get the ball, ending the second quarter on an 8-0 run, ending the third quarter on a 7-0 run, and now a three, Reinertsen, good, and Gibbon has their first lead of the game. Off the high pick, he's got 20, straight away top of the key, 33-32. Burr into Cook in the paint. Leaner from 6 draws the foul. It will not go, and Cook will get 2 free throws. This is only the second trip to the line for Donovan Trumbull, who's been looking inside. There's no doubt about it. That's why they've been so patient, but they have not been able to do much in the paint so far tonight. The foul is on Stroh, his second. Third foul of the half on Gibbon. Last quarter, Donovan Trumbull had 3 turnovers. They've got a total of 4. Gibbon had 4 for a total of 8. And the free throw by Cook is up, and it is in. And we are tied for the first time since tip-off, 33-all. Second free throw, no good. And Reinertsen with his fourth rebound. He's got 20 for Gibbon. Nobody in double figures for Donovan Trumbull. Slough and Wiltfong, 8. Burr, 7. And those were all in the first quarter. And now a little communication mishap. It's stolen away. Slough to the other end. Jump stop, shot good. Reinertsen was trying to hand it off to Stroh, and Stroh was trying to set a pick. And so the ball dropped. The turnover results in points, and it's 35-33, Donovan Trumbull. Reinertsen inside, Kenton's there. Ball fake, Burden bite for it, blocked his shot out of bounds. Kenton's got that look like, yeah, that should have happened. That was a good play. Creighton Burr with a blocked shot. He did not bite on the ball fake. Inbounds pass, Milks. And as they try to get it to Stroh, they're going to say Wiltfong grabbed him. Riley Wiltfong, his second personal foul. By the way, Lorenzo Williams still on the Donovan Trumbull bench to start the fourth quarter with four fouls. He's been out since the 6:27 mark of the third. A minute into the fourth, 35-33, Donovan Trumbull. Baseline drive, Reinertsen through the double team, no good. Trying to get the rebound, but it ricochets to Slough. Slough up the floor, three on three, into the paint. Kicks it to the trailer, Burr, but they call him for a walk. Slough walked with the ball before he made the pass, his fifth turnover for Donovan Trumbull. We're with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Don't forget, folks, if you're in the market for a new used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help you. Crossroads Ford, no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Stroh on the weak side, works the dribble, can't shake Wiltfong. To TJ Rivera, who just checked in, who quickly hands it to Reinertsen. Holds the ball, gets the ball screen, goes away from the ball screen. Slough knocked it out of his hands, another steal. Slough with the clean strip. Jordan to the other end, carried the basketball. And so it goes right back over to Gibbon. 35-33, 6:23 to go. It's pretty intense out there. Both teams really, really after this one. Gibbon trying to find a conference championship for the first time in decades. Donovan Trumbull has never won a tournament title in the Lou Platte. With the basketball is Kenton to Reinertsen. Fade away, three, and he drains it. Doug McDermott's got nothing on that one. 36-35, Reinertsen buries it. His 23rd point of the game. What a shot. Here's Keller. Back up top to Slough, 5:45 to go. Slough guarded by Rivera. Rivera, there's a block and foul. Good call. That's a good call. Bodies up on him twice. I don't know why the Gibbon fans are upset with that. You can't bump him three times just by trying to get in his way. And TJ Rivera with his second personal foul. And checking in now, here comes Lorenzo Williams. He sat out for nearly 8.5 minutes. He'll return to the game with four fouls and his team down by one, and they'll immediately get it in his hands. Extended 1-3-1, Rivera at the top of that. Reinertsen trying to keep an eye on a ball. They'll get it out and trap Williams. He goes to the high post. Burr doubled. Good ball movement into the corner. Wiltfong couldn't quite get it away. Back to Williams. Skip it all the way to the left side of the key. Slough. Wrap around to Williams. Lorenzo drives into the right elbow. Stop cut off by Kenton. Out to Wiltfong. Riley does not dribble in. He had room. Free throw line. Burr. He'll take it. He'll be too strong. Ball tipped out, and Dorzynski will grab his seventh rebound. Up to Reinertsen. Over to Rivera. Fakes the three. Drives in on Burr. Layup. Double clutch. No. Rebound brought down by Wiltfong. He'll wait for the traffic to clear and bring it up. 36-35. Gibbon by one. Burr lobs it down low. Cook on the block. Back to Burr. Give and go. Attacks the hoop. Scores and draws the foul. And Donovan Trumbull back on top. Good give and go between Wiltfong and Creighton Burr. Burr's first bucket since the first quarter. He's got nine. And the foul was on Reinertsen, his first. Team fouls are even at five apiece. Both teams have plenty of timeouts left. Three for the Cardinals, four for the Buffaloes. Burr's free throw attempt, around and out, no good. Reinertsen his fifth board, and they'll clear out, let Riley walk it up. 37-36, Donovan Trumbull. 4:35 to go. Reinertsen off the pick, dribbles to the left wing, got by Bird, takes it to the rack, lays it up and scores. Reinertsen with all eight of his team's points here. Nothing less would be expected from Riley Reinertsen with 25 of the 38 tonight. 38-37 given. Left-hand corner, Williams, open three. It's dancing. It's off the iron. It won't go. That looked like it was going to drop back in after it rattled around the cylinder. And now giving the ball a one-point lead. Dorzynski gets it to Rivera between the circles. 4 minutes to go, 38-37. The intense game that everyone was hoping for. Rivera on Williams. Between the circles, Dorzynski. Hands it off to Stroh. Back between the circles. They'll give it to Stroh, now to Rivera. Rivera, they post up way outside the paint. Is Reinertsen steps back, tries the three. It's knocked out of his hands. Ball stolen away. Slough got a hand on it. To Williams, back to Slough, the trailer. Into the corner, three-pointer. Wiltfong is good. Riley Wiltfong hits the three and a timeout. Donovan Trumbull, the third three of the game for Wiltfong. He's got 11. And with 3:26 to go in the basketball game, it's Donovan Trumbull 40, Gibbon 38. Here on Classic Hits, 98.9 this time out, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Ord Athletic Director Ron Bauer, Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 3:25 to go in our boys' championship, 40-38, Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon with the basketball. After that made three from Wiltfong, they get it to Reinertsen. They basically double him over to Kenton. Back out to Stroh. That should give him more room to roam. Hines is out there. Milk's on the bench. Hines with the basketball. Nobody even guarding him. They are going to force Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull force Gibbon to beat him with somebody that doesn't score a lot of points normally. Hines with it. Back up to Dorzynski. Slough guarding Reinertsen. And now they'll reset. Good defense here by Donovan Trumbull. With it is Stroh. And a timeout given. They used a whole minute right there and did not even get a look. And so Coach Paul Reinertsen is going to call the timeout. With 2:35 left to go in the basketball game. Donovan Trumbull 40, Gibbon 38. We'll be right back.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Championship game in Kearney, it is Elm Creek 52, Overton 42, going to the fourth quarter on ESPN, 1460-1550. Milks has checked back in. They've drawn a play up into Gibbon huddle. 2:30 to go. They're down two, 40-38. Milks at the top of the circle. Looks right side, Reinertsen fade away three, and it's an air ball. Rebound, Kenton has it. Dishes it off to Stroh, and he hits the 10-footer. So a second chance opportunity rains home to tie the ball game at 40. Slough into the front court. to Cook, back over to Wiltfong, 28 feet away from the hoop. Both teams have one foul to give, a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Donovan Trumbull. 2 minutes to go, 40-40, playing for the championship in 2014. Williams just playing catch here with Jordan Slough. They're trying to get Gibbon out of this zone. No need to do that. Williams drives, kicks it off of the wing. Wiltfong did not pull the trigger. Cook trying to come to the high post. Burr now comes out. Creighton Burr has it. Would they consider burning the final 2 minutes for the last shot? Burr's just holding the ball. He turns to Coach Steve Hartman and says, last shot. He's thinking about it. Given the advantage that they have, they can come out and poke at the ball, and if there's a foul, it's still not a one and one. 1:10 to go. And they're just going to come right out and foul. I don't like that. Come out, pressure, try to knock the ball away. Of course, this way you don't get burnt either. But I don't know what advantage that gives you. I mean, you don't want to send them to the line in a one and one with a tie ball game. So Milks committed the foul. They don't do a lot of pressure. It's an easy inbounds pass. And it looks like they're going to still try to go for the last shot. I did not like that foul. Given that if they get it down to 20 seconds, should you try to get a steal? If you run the guy over, no harm. Now it would be a one and one. So Donovan Trumbull is going to hold for the last shot with over 2 minutes on the clock. They've whittled it down to 40 seconds. They've got two timeouts. Burr over to Slough. Will they try and trick him and go early? Doesn't look like it. The original five starters are on the floor. Slough, Burr, Williams, Cook, Wiltfong. 30 seconds, 25 seconds. Now they start to come out and pressure the ball a little bit. Slough, midcourt with 20. This is for the Lou Platte Conference Championship. The ball knocked away by Reinertsen, but it's kept by Wiltfong. Over to Slough, 13, 12. No timeout. Williams to Slough. 9 seconds to go, and there it is. Timeout, Donovan Trumbull. And Jordan Slough has his hands on his head going, man, we just about turned that ball over. He's going, what was I thinking? 8 seconds to go. Donovan Trumbull, 40. Gibbon, 40. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, we have 8 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Will we go to overtime? Remember last year, Kearney Catholic beat Adams Central at the buzzer, but they threw it in underneath their own hoop. Bounced it off the back of the Adams Central defender. Lease picked it up, hit the little jumper, and won the ball game. Donovan Trumbull will take it out in front of their own bench. Again, they still have one timeout if they don't get it in or can't get it in. And the officials making sure they know that. Lorenzo Williams will throw it in. And it looks like Slough is going to be at midcourt. The rest of the team is going to be on the baseline. They throw it into Slough, 8 seconds. Off the high screen. Slough into the paint, kicks it out. Williams for the three. It's blocked by Reinertsen. Slough got it, put it up. It's no good, and we're going to overtime. Riley Reinertsen got just enough of it that it only went about halfway to the hoop. Slough grabbed it, had a good look from 10, but overshot the rim, and we are headed to overtime after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Well, last year we didn't go to overtime. This year we do. And the fans come to their feet as we're all knotted up at 40 apiece. Here on Classic Hits, the teams will get ready for the jump ball. Reinertsen will jump it up against Creighton Burr, 40-40. Everything stays the same. Foul situation. We're not quite in the 1-1 yet. Will be on the next Gibbon foul. So here we go. 4 minutes of play. Jim Langan comes in to toss the ball up in the air, and the tap will be controlled by Donovan Trumbull into the hands of Riley Wiltfong. He'll go to Slough, and here we go. They extend the 1-3-1 Gibbon defense to immediately put pressure on the ball. Lorenzo Williams throws a hot air balloon over to Slough. They'll set things up. Remember, they had 2:16 on the clock when they ran for the last shot and could not convert. Now Williams starts to drive on the left wing. Nobody there in the corner. Picks his dribble up. Throws it underneath and overthrows Grady Cook. Cook was so open that he wanted to fire the ball to him, and it sailed over his head out of bounds. That is only the seventh turnover of the game for Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon has 11. So now Gibbon gets a crack. First time they've touched the ball in over 2.5 minutes. Kenton to Milks. Milks bounce past Stroh. Stroh on the right key, gets it into the corner to Kenton. Back to Stroh, dribbles to the elbow, pulls up, 13-footer good. And Gibbon takes the lead. Gareth Stroh, and can you believe that's their biggest lead of the game? 42-40 Gibbon. They'd only led one other time tonight. 3 minutes to go in overtime. Stroh with 11 points. Reinertsen has 25. Balance the other way. Wiltfong's 11 leads it. And now how about another three? Riley Wiltfong knocks down the three. And Wiltfong, with his fourth three of the game, gives the lead back to Donovan Trumbull, 43-42. He's got 14 team-high points. 2:35. Milks down to Reinertsen on the block. He's about 8 feet away. Now dribbles out to three-point land. Skips it to Dorzynski. Dorzynski takes it at Burr. Ball fake. Doesn't bite. Kicks it out. Reset Gibbon. Milks top of the circle. Ryan Milks. They went for the steal. Didn't get it. He didn't see Williams sneaking in the back door. Lorenzo Williams had a good lunge at that one but missed the ball. Now Stroh picks his dribble up. They get it to Reinertsen, 28 feet away from the hoop. High ball screen. Riley can't get the three away. Goes to the high post. Kenton, Dorzynski, they get it to him on a baseline, but by the time they did, he's covered it. A timeout will be called by Gibbon. Both teams have timeouts to use, so a timeout will be called here by Coach Paul Reinertsen. With 2 minutes to go in the basketball game's overtime period, Donovan Trumbull 43, Gibbon 42. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
In the Twin Valley Conference tournament tonight, Blue Hills sweeps the championships, beating the Deschler girls 60-43 and the Shelton boys 57-43. Here we've got 2 minutes to go in overtime. Donovan Trumbull 43, Gibbon 42. Gibbon will have the ball underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it out on the wing to Gareth Stroh. Out of the Gibbon timeout, he'll give it to, well, he fakes Dorzynski off the ball screen. They'll find Reinertsen, Slough on him. Riley draws the double team, crossover dribble, forces that pass inside to Stroh. He'll take the off-balance jumper. Well defended, it's no good. Rebound brought down, and a jump is going to be called. Arrow points the way of Gibbon. Dakota Kenton grabbed the rebound. And on the whistle, a jump ball with 1:42 to go. And Gibbon underneath their own hoop, get it into Stroh quickly. Before Donovan was really ready, but he didn't do anything with it. Gives it to Reinertsen, and a foul out front. Jordan Slough caught rocking back, didn't get in front of him in time. And for Slough, that's just his first personal foul. It's the sixth team foul. And from here on out, both teams will be in the bonus. 1:36 to go in overtime. And Ryan Milks will throw it in safely into the backcourt to Stroh, who brings it up with a left-hand dribble down by one. Picks his dribble up off a couple of picks. Reinertsen, Slough all over him. Reinertsen forces a tough three, and he hit it! Riley Reinertsen makes it 45-43. 1:20 to go. Burr in the front court. I don't know how you play better defense than what they did there. Slough, he can tell. He knows. He's got a great athleticism, and the pass knocked out of bounds by Milks. It'll belong to Donovan Trumbull. Williams and Slough just trying to play catch back and forth. 1:06 to go, and because it's a three-pointer, that means a two will only tie it now. 45-43, 1:06 to go. Donovan Trumbull. Slough on the basketball. Last time they played for the last shot when it was tied. Now they've got to find a way to score. Wiltfong high post. Burr down low. Cook. He's fouled hard by Reinertsen. Reinertsen knew he was beat, so he grabbed him. And Cook will have to earn it from the line. Second foul on Riley Reinertsen. You got some guys out there that know how to play the game on both teams. And Grady Cook, 1 of 2 back in the fourth quarter. Will go to the line to shoot two free throws. The first one is up, and it bounces around and in. 45-44. Cook on the season, a 61% free throw shooter. Needs this to tie it with 55 seconds to go in overtime. It's up. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Dakota Kenton, his eighth. 50 seconds to go, 45-44. Gibbon, we're in overtime. They get into the front court and call the timeout with 47 seconds remaining. Still high drama here in Ord in the Lou Platte Conference Championship game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy. Now's the time for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance with Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. It's Gibbon, 45. Donovan Trumbull, 44 in overtime when we come back.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
As always, be sure to thank the many fine sponsors. Without them, we couldn't be here bringing you tonight's exciting high school basketball action. Kearney Catholic, no problem beating Ravenna in the girls' championship. Consolation, Ravenna boys beat Adams Central. Centura girls beat Donovan Trumbull. But this is coming down to the wire. 47 seconds to go in overtime. And it is Gibbon 45, Donovan Trumbull 44. Gibbon has the basketball. A jump ball goes to the Cardinals. Milks will inbound it. Kenton's open, and they foul him immediately. Milks actually wasn't sure if he wanted to throw it to Kenton. But remember, we've seen Dakota step to the line and hit a few free throws, including the last time these teams played. Kenton, who had 10 last night, had 5 tonight. He's 1 of 2 at the line. Dakota Kenton, a 60% free throw shooter on the year. And the free throw is on the way and in. The senior buries it to make it a 2-point game. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Creighton Burr. His eighth. A two to tie again. Up the floor, Slough. Slough between the circle stops and gives it to Williams. 46-44, Gibbon. 35 seconds to go. Williams with it. Fighting inside, Burr trying to get loose off a screen. Slough, they keep it outside. They've got to keep an eye on Wiltfong. He could bury a three to take the lead. 23 seconds to go to Slough. Slough starts to drive. Posts up, kicks it out, Wiltfong. Wiltfong drives, 12-footer, no good. Rebound, Creighton Burr. Burr kicks it out to Williams. 11 seconds, Wiltfong, 8 seconds. Wiltfong holds the ball and finally a timeout. He didn't know what to do. They didn't have a play set and a timeout called by Donovan Trumbull with 6.9 seconds to go in overtime. Your score, Gibbon 46, Donovan Trumbull 44. They will have the ball when we come back on Classic Hits 98.9.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, Donovan Trumbull had a chance to win it at the end of regulation. They attempted a three that was blocked, but it fell into Slough's hands. He missed the shot, and now 6.9 is what's on the clock. What kind of a shot will Donovan Trumbull get? Do they try the three for the win, or do they get it inside where they've had trouble tonight? They'll take it out at the 28-foot mark on the far side. Williams to throw it in. Quickly to Slough. Slough to the right side. Steps in front. Lost the ball. Picked up by Cook. Shot at the horn. No good. Burr can't get it in. It's over. And Gibbon wins the game. Gibbon, your 2014 Lou Platt Conference Champions. Slough tried to step through the double team. Lost the ball. It went right to Grady Cook. Middle of the key. 10-footer, bounced off the iron. Burr got the rebound, but before he could get it up, the buzzer went off. His shot did not go in anyway, and Gibbon, 46, Donovan Trumbull, 44, in overtime. We'll be back with all the numbers, coaches' interviews, and more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Going to Bowling and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, we talked with Coach Paul Reinertsen last night that there are a lot of things that these Buffaloes have been checking off their list the last couple of years. It's been a long time since going to state. It's been a long time since winning the conference championship. It's been a long time since this, that, and a variety of other things. But tonight, they check another one off the list. The Buffaloes, 14-6. And how about Donovan Trumbull? A team that went undefeated and won the state football championship is now 16-3 in the basketball season, with two of those losses coming at the hands of Gibbon. And your all-stater and maybe the best player in C1 and maybe the best player regardless of class in our area, Riley Reinertsen, stepped up and did it again. He hit a couple of unbelievable three-point shots in the fourth quarter and overtime, including the one that really kind of sealed the deal, as Gibbon outscored Donovan Trumbull 6-4 in overtime to win it 46-44. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament Championship goes to Elm Creek, 68-52. They down the Overton boys at the Viero Event Center. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location right here in Ord, where the Lou Platt Conference Championships were staged. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. We'll come back, take a look at the stats, talk to coaches, and more after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you all the final numbers here in just a couple of minutes, but he chewed that gum right through his jaw and right through his cheek and right through his lip tonight. Paul Reinertsen, head coach of the 2014 Conference Tournament Champions, with us. And, Coach, this is what it's supposed to be about, two great basketball teams playing down to the final gun twice.
You're right, Doug. I think it seemed like preseason everybody kind of said, well, maybe given Donovan, maybe the two teams had the most guys coming back and maybe a battle it out. Tonight's game was a hard-fought game. They got a great team. Got a lot of weapons on that team, and this was a heck of a basketball game. Very exciting game. I'm proud as heck for our guys to hang in there. And our guys never quit believing. Halftime, we felt pretty good, even though we were behind. We felt pretty good. We'd gotten the momentum kind of back on our side. This is very sweet to win a championship. It's been a while for Gibbon. I thought we had one in 06, 07. I think we led it 8 at halftime and let it slip away to a good Wood River team that year. But this one, our guys are excited. Coaches are happy. It's kind of a special moment.
There's so much to talk about at the end of the game, but for the second straight night, it was a slow start at the beginning of the game for your team. What kick-started it this evening? It seemed, in my eyes, it seemed like Riley went ahead and took the ball over a little earlier tonight, but what was it in your eyes?
Well, I think you're right about that. Donovan's got a lot of size, and so it's hard to get shots, and they are very athletic as well. But I think, in my opinion, Riley kind of, it's a senior year, and I think he kind of put us on his back, so to speak, and he was going to give it his best shot, and he really came up big tonight. I'm proud of him, proud of all my guys, but he really was big for us tonight. Hit some incredible shots.
What are you thinking over there on the bench when he makes two of the last three that he made, including that one in overtime? I mean, Slough couldn't defend a guy. You can't defend a guy any better than he did on a couple of those tonight, and they still went in.
Yeah, I mean, the funny part is I think he's shooting 37 or 38% from the three-point line. But if you watch his play, he doesn't get open looks on the three-point line where somebody penetrates and you get a wide-open three. His shots are all contested usually. He's usually a step or two behind the line. And we see him do it a lot. You know, we expect him to make it, but that last one in overtime, that Jordan Slough did a hell of a nice job guarding him. He was right there the whole way. Jordan's a very athletic kid, and he was right there. And, you know, Riley just elevated, and thank God it went in.
Obviously, you talked about going into halftime feeling okay. You had a nice end to the second quarter with 8 straight points, I believe it was, and then 7 straight points or vice versa at the end of the third quarter. So even though you fell behind in both quarters, you had some momentum going into the next stance.
Yeah, I think that was huge the way we finished the first half. We actually felt, I think we were down like 5 or something or 6 at halftime there. We felt really good at halftime where we were at. And we thought the momentum had started to switch, and we just wanted to come out and hopefully get a fairly quick start in the third quarter and seize the momentum, and it did. So, I think the key of the game probably was how we finished that second quarter going into halftime, because early on, you know, we didn't really execute very well. The other thing that you look at, and we talked about this because it kind of happened the first time we played, and we didn't mind if they made some threes early. In fact, I think they made three in the first quarter again against us, and we really didn't mind that. And as it turned out, it worked out in our favor again. And so I thought we didn't rebound very well early, and they got some putbacks and scoring. They're tough to keep off the boards, but I thought our rebounding in the second half and in overtime was really good. We made a little bit of a switch defensively. Riley used to play the top of our defense. We put him on the wing. We just wanted a little more size underneath there. And I want to compliment Corbin Hines and TJ Rivera. We asked them to go in the game, and we just wanted to harass them guys as best that we could, have a lot of energy, just get up there and harass. And I thought those two guys really played their role tonight really well and help us get a win.
I thought that was great strategy before halftime to do what you guys did with fouls to give. Talk about the strategy at the end of regulation. Donovan, with 2:16 to go, decides to play for the last shot, and then at overtime, they tried a three at the end of regulation. If they try a three at the end of overtime, that could have beat you as well. Talk about what you're telling your kids the last time you talked to them before each of those plays.
Yeah. Well, they had the ball with about 2 minutes to go, and they decided to hold it. We discussed real quickly on the bench whether we should maybe foul, try to put them at the free throw line. And I think we had one to give to start with, so we wanted to definitely use that one just in case we decided, so we had Ryan foul. But after we talked about for a little bit, we weren't 100% committed to fouling, so then they ran off by another 40 seconds, I think it was. Then we said, you know what, let's just play defense here, and let's make sure that we don't give them anything inside, because their strength is inside, and if somebody beats us from the line, that's fine. Now, Riley Wilfong's a really good three-point shooter. We definitely, if they pitch it to him, we got to get out on him, but we were going to kind of try to pack it in there a little bit and make sure they didn't beat us inside there, and as it turned out, it worked out in our favor. But there's a little bit of chess match going on. I thought it was really key for us. We saved a lot of our timeouts. You know, like I was kind of, people probably thought I was stupid. I probably was. Okay, I didn't call any early. And we kept our timeouts. I think that was kind of a plus for us. We had a lot of timeouts to use, and it worked out in our favor.
Does this make you like Ord a little bit more?
We love Ord. We love your hometown here, Doug. Okay, it's always going to hold a special place in our hearts now after this. So, but yeah, it was really an exciting. This is how you figured the Lou Platte Conference tournament would end, on two great teams playing hard-nosed basketball, going right down to the end, including overtime.
And I know they want to take pictures, so last question. Even though the records may not be state-rated type records, and Overton is, but your next three opponents all played in conference tournament finals here in the last 10 days.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me,
there
Doug.
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm probably crazy. I think we got Cozad on Tuesday nights. Like, that's going to be tough to get up. That's a non-conference game on the road on a Tuesday night. That's a huge challenge. But you know what? That's right now we're going to enjoy this. These things don't happen that often, and we're just going to enjoy this one tonight. And I'm really proud of our guys and proud of our parents. We got some really great parents that really helped their kids, push their kids, and say the right things to them. And so it's a great win for Gibbon High School tonight.
Paul, as always, congratulations. Great week for you. Go enjoy it.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Paul Reinertsen, coach of the champions of 2014 at Gibbon, 46-44, as they win it here tonight in overtime. We've got a chance to look at the final numbers. We'll see. Coach Steve Hartman is going to join us here. For Donovan Trumbull, Noah Keller, 3 rebounds in the basketball game. Jordan Slough, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Creighton Burr, 9 points, 10 rebounds. one block shot. Lorenzo Williams, 3 points and a rebound. And, of course, he was in foul trouble a lot tonight. Grady Cook, 6 points, five rebounds and a block. Riley Wiltfong led the team with 14 points and three rebounds. And Eric Tobin, 2 points. For Donovan Trumbull, I had them for 15 rebounds in the first half. Looks like they had 8 in the second half, 3 in overtime. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half, and 1 of 2 in overtime. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half, 1 of 1 in the overtime period for Donovan Trumbull. Turnovers, the Cardinals really did take good care of the basketball tonight. 1 turnover in the first half. They did have 5 in the second half and 1 in overtime. Numbers I had for the Cardinals, 27 points in the first half. 13 was all they managed in the second half, which I guess is 2 better than Ravenna got last night. So the second half defense was amazing the last 2 nights by Gibbon. They did get 4 in overtime. 44 points, 26 rebounds, 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 6 of 16 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 7 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull is now 16-3, and they got a lot of work ahead of them. This is one of the teams that gets to play in the Heartland Hoops Classic next week. They'll host Wood River on Friday. We'll have them at the Heartland Hoops Classic Saturday with Norfolk Catholic, and they still have Arcadia, Loup City, and Heartland on their schedule. And Coach Steve Hartman joins us here in the postgame. And Coach, for every great game that's won, there's a game, a team that's going to be on the wrong side. And I know your kids who are developed a winning tradition at Donovan Trumbull really wanted this one tonight.
Oh, yeah, this one hurts. You know, it's just a matter of, I told our kids, we did enough things to win the basketball game, and we definitely didn't lose it. You know, Riley Reinertsen put him on his shoulders, and that was an unbelievable performance. I mean, both offensively and defensively, they moved him. You know, they switched their defense and put him down in the wing, and it gave them a little more pop inside. They were able to match up with us inside a little more, and we didn't get the ball movement that we got early in the game. We got in foul trouble and lost some rotation, and that hurt us. I just think offensively more than anything, because our rhythm, we really were moving the basketball and doing some good things early. But you got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, they made a lot of plays. You know, I heard you talk about that we had the turnovers, and they were plays where we have layups and we don't get layups because Riley Reinertsen got back and stopped us in transition 3 times. So, you know, that's tough to take, but you got to tip your hat to him. He made a lot of plays, and, you know, they made one more than we did. We had an opportunity. We just you know, we just didn't get it done right at the end.
I think you already answered the question, but I'll kind of repeat it here with Lorenzo Williams getting that 4th foul and having to set out about 8.5 minutes, and obviously then you only do score 13 points in the second half. What is it that – because Gibbon has really kind of held you down both times that you played this year.
Yeah.
What is it that they do, and what was it outside of maybe not – was it specifically not having Lowe on the floor?
Well, that hurt us against them because we're not a great perimeter shooting team. Our limitations, you know, are a little bit there, and we chose to keep Creighton inside a little more and work the high-low game, and that was our plan going in. And Larry has been a big part of hitting that perimeter shot on the wing between he and Riley. It's given us pretty good balance on the wings, and take nothing away from the young man that played. He just doesn't have the experience and the confidence right now to step up and take that shot that Lorenzo has. So they were able to hone in their defense a little bit more on us, you know, and we became a little more, the ball movement again, I think, was the biggest thing. And, you know, I have to watch the film, but I just thought we broke down with our ball movement in the second half.
Talk about the decision to hold the ball at the end of the fourth quarter for a little over 2 minutes.
Well, I gave the kids their head there. I could tell they looked over and wanted.
Creighton ask you? Did he just turn to you and say last shot?
He asked, and we've won a lot of basketball games at the end of ball games and put the ball in Jordan's hands, and they were able to kind of take away what we tried to do there at the end. I didn't want to have to call the timeout. We were just going to play, but we had the near turnover out here, and so we had to call the timeout, and then the play we had set, they did a pretty good job of defending it, and we didn't get but Larry's been really good on the kickback 3, and Riley stepped out and knocked it down. He had a good look at it. Yeah. I mean, it was straight on, and Had an opportunity to knock that down, but Riley Reinerson blocked it. So, you know, we could say his name over and over again in what happened tonight. But, you know, there are other kids just fill their role so well and are so patient. Garrett Stroh hit two big shots down the stretch, I thought, for him, too.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of shots given, made that you couldn't have defended. Your kids couldn't have defended any more and any better. And Steve, we'll let you out of here with this one. We mentioned you still got four games in an eight-day stretch starting next Friday. What about that to get ready for the postseason?
Well, we just have got to bounce back. We'll take the day off Monday. This has been this was a grind. The fiasco on Thursday night, starting at 8:45 and a two-hour drive up here for 2 days in a row. So our kids are you know, a little leg weary. But so we're giving them a day off on Monday and Sunday, Monday, and go back to work on Tuesday. And we've got an opportunity in front of us. We also have some challenges. So I like the makeup of our team, and we'll come back and be fine.
Coach, tell the kids it was great to watch a great game tonight, and keep up the good work. We'll see you next Saturday at the Hoops Classic.
All right, we're looking forward to it, Doug. Thank you again for the coverage.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Hartman, head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. We still have the Gibbon stats to give you, and then we'll wrap things up after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, we took a look at Donovan's Trumbull's numbers. Riley Wiltfong, 14. Jordan Slough, 10. Creighton Burr, 9 points, 10 rebounds, in case you missed that. But right now, let's take a look at Gibbon. Four players scored. It really was Riley Reinerson again tonight, the MVP. 28 points, 6 rebounds, 3 block shots. 11 points, 1 rebound, and 1 block shot for Garrett Stroh. Dakota Kenton played well again tonight. He had 6 points. He had a team-high 8 rebounds. He had both of their rebounds in overtime. And Jared Dorzynski, 1 point and 7 rebounds. I had Gibbon for 8 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half, 2 in overtime. 3 free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half, 1 of 2 in overtime. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half, 1 of 1 in the overtime. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 7 in the second half, none in overtime. Gibbon had 22 points in the first half, 18 in the second half, 6 in overtime, and the Buffaloes finish with 46 points, 22 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 5 out of 11 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 11 turnovers. Gibbon improves to 14-6 on the season with a 46-44 overtime win over Donovan Trumbull to claim the Lou Platt Conference Championship. For Gibbon, as we talked about with the coach, their final three opponents all appeared in conference championship games. They're at Cozad Tuesday, who won the Southwest Conference Championship. Then they'll host Shelton next Saturday, who finished runner-up in the Twin Valley Conference. And then on the 21st, they play at Overton, who was the runner-up tonight in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. So here are your recaps before we send you on your way. First off, in the Fort Kearney Conference today, Amherst won both consolation games, beating the Pleasanton girls 46-40 and the Wilcox-Hildreth boys 65-58. Overton beats Elm Creek in the girls' championship 67-39, and Elm Creek beats Overton in the boys' championship 68-52. Here today, in the girls' consolation game, it was Centura 53, Donovan Trumbull 44. Ravenna rallied to beat the Adams Central boys to take third place 62-53. Kearney Catholic held Ravenna's girls to one field goal in the first half. They were up 32-6 at the half and cruised to another championship by a score tonight of 57-17. Taking a look at some of the Twin Valley Conference scores, girls consolation, Silver Lake 35, Red Cloud 29. Girls championship, Blue Hill 60, Deschler 43. Boys consolation, Kennesaw 47, Deschler 39. Boys championship, Blue Hill 57, and Shelton 43 in the Twin Valley Conference.
There is also the Southern Nebraska Loup Valley Conference and some other regular season action going on this Saturday night. And it was Aurora beating Lexington 54-40 on the boys' side. Burwell beat Nebraska Christian 69-29. Grand Island boys edge Lincoln East 58-54. St. Cecilia over Lincoln Lutheran 58-29. Hitchcock County beat Arapaho 64-37. Kearney High boys beat Columbus 61-41 this evening. It was Mullen over Twin Loop 54-48. St. Pat's beat Cambridge boys 63-58. Also tonight in boys action, Southern Valley over Phillipsburg, Kansas 66-52. And Sutton beat Centennial 41-32. Some other girls' finals on this Saturday night from the area that we have not mentioned already. Arapaho beat Hitchcock County 70-41. Also tonight, Cozad beat Perkins County 57-50. It was Fullerton over Heartland Lutheran 58-47. St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Lutheran 53-41.